Based on the stakeholder list and the background information, the different stakeholders should be categorized according to their influence on the objective of the process and their importance in accomplishing this objective. The initial stakeholder process should focus particularly on stakeholders with high influence and high importance. Existing stakeholders may provide different perspectives and knowledge about additional stakeholders and help to develop a more complete picture. There is a danger, however, that too large a number of stakeholders might make the start of the engagement process difficult. A strategy for coping with this problem could be to start the process with a smaller group of stakeholders and to include additional ones as the interest for the engagement process develops. Some stakeholders may only be included in selected steps. To help reduce time and effort, one should determine whether comparable stakeholder engagement processes or forums already exist. If so, the new and existing stakeholder engagement processes should be coordinated closely or merged to enable the groups to capitalize on the existing experiences and structures. Finally, the list is used to invite the initial set of stakeholders. For an informal process, it could be sufficient to directly contact selected representatives of stakeholders, which would participate on a more individual basis without any major rights or duties. A more formal stakeholder engagement process involves contacting senior representatives and asking them to nominate an official representative in the process. This would include a more formal commitment to the course and the outcomes of the engagement process.